Hey family, Reginald Martin here. Today I want to explore with you the origin of Jesus Christ through ancient Kemetic and Egyptian symbolic language that'll help you pierce a veil of hidden biblical teachings. What we were taught as Christians disempowered us. I wanted to give back to you these powerful ancient teachings and what they meant before Christianity changed them that can empower you. In my previous video, Jesus Christ, Myth or Messiah, Unraveling the Mystery of Ancient Saviors, I went deep into numerology and gave you an ancient template that helps you understand why many of the world's savior stories are very similar to the biblical Jesus story. Admittedly, numbers can take a lot of work to follow. In order to break through the veil that Christianity created around these teachings, you have to be knowledgeable in many areas. You will need more than one video or book. But think of this video and my others as puzzle pieces that will bring enlightenment and relief once you put it all together. In this video, I'll take you on a journey to uncover the surprising connections between the Bible Gospels and other narratives of the same era. You'll delve into the mystical world of ancient Egypt as we explore the significance of Osiris and his unexpected appearances in biblical text. You'll discover the intriguing parallels between Horus, Osiris, and Jesus Christ, like the familiar characters of our modern-day movies. You'll unlock the mysteries of the Bible with esoteric keys tailored to reveal its hidden codes. I'll help you connect common everyday life events through a new lens as we relate them to the pre-Christian idea of Jesus, the Christ, highlighting the relevance to our human experience. You'll uncover a simplified, succinct understanding of who Jesus the Christ was before the advent of Christianity. This ancient knowledge has many layers that we can all access, but most of us have been taught to look at it through a static, absolute interpretation that locks us out of connecting to our natural inner wisdom and knowledge bank. I hope I can help you see the multiple layers and add another piece to the puzzle that will free you mind, body, and soul from the negative religious programming so that you can live life boldly, authentically, unapologetically, and on your terms without guilt or shame. So let's get to it. The biblical gospels were not unique. The Bible has hidden knowledge within it. Esotericism, or the secret knowledge reserved for a select few, is often cloaked in symbolism and metaphor. The biblical gospels are only four of hundreds and most likely thousands of books written in the first four centuries in this esoteric style. They were written in a way that if they were discovered by those without the esoteric keys, they couldn't decode the secret knowledge underneath. Most of these ancient texts, like the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Philip, and the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, are all written with the same style and with the same esoteric keys. Most people in antiquity didn't know how to read, so symbolic and descriptive language was more important. The Gospels, in fact, were scripts for mystical plays performed by initiates of the ancient Egyptian mystery schools that existed all around the Mediterranean. Hidden within the Bible are references to misunderstood Egyptian gods that were functions or principles of nature copied from the mystery schools. It's only through the ancient mystery school prism that you can begin to recognize these links. Next, Osiris, the god of the underworld, explained. Let's start with the Egyptian god Osiris, often dubbed the god of the underworld. This label can confuse the connection between Egyptian symbolism and biblical narratives. Without understanding the esoteric language and the symbolic representation of Osiris in Kemetic science, the link between ancient Egypt and the biblical figures remained obscured. The ancient Egyptians developed a concept of the ka to represent the creative aspect of a soul. Ptah was the universal ka, the ka of all kas in the universe. In ancient Egypt, Osiris represented the ka on the earth plane. Osiris as the human ka has many more complex layers, but in this video, we'll examine it from the ancient meaning of an aspect of the soul. In other words, Osiris represents the human soul on earth
which the ancients called the underworld. A metaphysically advanced idea is that Osiris also represents the power of the human soul to create while on Earth. The aspect of you as a soul having the ability to create is part of the secret teachings the Catholic Church denied even existing, even when it was alluded to in the Bible. One aspect of the soul is the idea that it is the primordial light or spark of God within each of us. The modern word soul as an aspect of light is a cognate, or like a great-great-great-grandchild of the Latin word for sun, which is soul or S-O-L. The ancient Egyptians personified that spark of primordial light as Yehusa. As the light descended into the earth plane, the name changed to Horus. Osiris is a spark or soul wrapped within every human being, and Yehusa or Horus from ancient Egypt morphed into a composite character in the Bible known as Jesus Christ. Understanding this requires recognizing that ancient Egyptian teachings prioritized the metaphysical world as our physical reality's source. For them, it's the real world. In ancient times, the spiritual world was regarded as the heavens, and the earth was deemed the underworld. The soul was said to have died when it descended into the earth plane. Esoterically, it was not a physical death. It was the death of its omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent awareness. You'll see Osiris represented in the 23rd Psalms when someone is talking to him. Verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me." In the image, you see the Egyptian sarcophagus with its rod and staff. This esoteric meaning is a clue that should help you piece together the idea of a god of the underworld. It's representing the spark of God on the earth plane that has its creative power. You see this idea of the power to create represented as Osiris or the human soul wrapped up but with its hands free. The one leg meant he was genderless, but the hands and arms being free was a clue to the secret power you have as a soul to create your life. I mentioned before the idea of the secret knowledge was mentioned biblically. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, the character Jesus says, "He told them, 'The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding.'" Again, the church has said there is no secret teachings, but they gave us erroneous teachings of the sinful nature of humankind and a devil he created that would cause us to sin and get sent to hell for eternity. But the empowering advanced secret teachings that you have the ability to create as a soul in human form, they tell you doesn't exist. Marvel movies, the hero's journey, and the Bible. Now, allow me to backtrack a little with an analogy to help you better understand the characters in the Gospels and what the ancient writers were doing. The mythological characters of Osiris and Horus were like our modern Marvel movie superheroes battling the bad guys and their inner conflicts while transcending their limitations. Like the Marvel characters, the biblical personage of Jesus Christ isn't meant to be viewed as a historical character or an object of worship. For thousands of years, Jesus the Christ was an archetype embodying simple metaphysical and psychological concepts, often communicated through esoterically coded language and stories. Just as modern superhero movies feature ordinary individuals transforming into extraordinary beings, ancient stories follow a similar narrative arc. Mythologist Joseph Campbell termed this the hero's journey, a path we all tread in our own unique ways. The hero's journey arc is one of the ancient stories commonly followed as well. In ancient Egyptian mythology, the hero's journey was personified by Yehusa. But the beauty of ancient Egyptian symbolism is its multidimensionality. It isn't just a psychological archetype. It also represents the workings of the universe from the smallest cell to a galaxy's star. In ancient times, light, for instance, was a metaphor for revelation. When the light comes on, it reveals what was previously hidden or in the dark. We all have moments of revelation, like when our eyes are opened or the light bulb comes on. These moments of enlightenment were personified as Yeusa or Horus in the ancient Egyptian mythology healing. You will see a reference to this idea of the sun or light as a healer in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, when it says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Sun of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings." So, when we delve deeper into the hidden language of the Bible, we aren't merely decoding an ancient text. We're embarking on a hero's journey of self-discovery, unearthing universal truths hidden from those that don't have the keys. When I left Christianity, I didn't want the Bible to be relevant in my life. But as I delved deeper into the ancient Kemetic knowledge and started finding the connections, it became a source that preserved some of the ancient teachings, but only after understanding the esoteric language. So what did the hero Yeusa represent? In ancient Egypt, he was primordial light that illuminated and infused everything in the universe. But there was also a symbolic or metaphorical layer of the idea of light illuminating the dark. For example, when you finally understand something puzzling, it's like a light bulb going off in your mind. Again, that's a universal experience that's personified in ancient Egyptian mythology by Yeusa, the revealer, the light, the way. This metaphorical illumination sparks transformation, and like the Marvel movie characters, turns an ordinary being into an enlightened one or superhero, symbolized in ancient Egypt by Osiris or Sokar. Interestingly, this enlightened soul was referred to as a Christ in ancient Egypt, centuries before the Christian concept of Jesus Christ emerged. The Bible story of Jesus the Christ mirrors this enlightening hero's journey, portraying the hero that saves the day by being the revealer, the light that transforms a person, elevating them in wisdom. The esoteric keys to secret Bible codes. Next, I will give you some esoteric keys to help you see that story arc of the revealer hero. Words that seem obvious actually have a hidden meaning in the Bible. Before enlightenment, the ancients would say the person was asleep, blind, or dead, a state of unawareness we commonly refer to today as not woke. That's one coded key. But the revealer awakens them, heals the blind, or raises them from the dead. A commonality between all three states is where the eyes would be closed. They are open and now can see. Seeing means being aware or woke, just as it does today. This is a second coded key. This awakening is beautifully illustrated in the ancient book of Coming Forth by Day, or the ancient book of the dead, where our hero, Yeusa, raises Osiris from the dead. Interestingly, Osiris was called Asar in ancient Kemet, a name that evolved to Lazarus in Roman times. The revealer, Horus or Yeusa, our hero, raised the dead. The dead in ancient esoteric language was someone not aware of themselves as a soul having a human experience. They are so far gone from that awareness they are referred to as dead. A third esoteric key. You know, the kind that might be waiting for the end of the world and the rapture to be saved, but I digress. Now, you won't find it explicitly written that Lazarus represents a person awakened from the state of unawareness to become wise as a Christ. It's through understanding the esoteric meaning of the symbols and metaphors that these Kemetic and biblical connections can be made. There is one Egyptian symbol that many are aware of, but never connected it to biblical Jesus. Its opening the eyes or healing the blind is also symbolically represented by the eye of Horus that we commonly see. This eye symbolically connects Yeusa or Horus to Osiris or Sokar. This is another hidden symbolic connection to the biblical Jesus. Etymology, or the study of the origin of words, will show you the Egyptian name Yeusa, symbolizing primordial light in Egyptian mythology, became Yeshua and later Jesus in English. The Gospel of Luke narrates the miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, an allegorical play about primordial light revealing wisdom to an unaware or dead soul. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 and 39, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to the village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said." The biblical account reads like a script, but with veiled references to the Egyptian netters or goddesses Isis and Nephthys. It's hard to unsee these links once they're revealed. It might even make you feel duped. Understanding the Egyptian goddess symbolism helps you pierce the biblical veil. Next, common human experience is connected as biblical archetypes. I said before the story represents universal archetypes. An archetype means a universal pattern of behavior a society recognizes. For example, if someone's called a nerd or a geek, we would immediately know the characteristics of that individual. An archetype will shortcut the need to go into details about a person. We simply give them a label. Biblical Jesus the Christ was an ancient archetype that was understood by those in the mystery schools. To illustrate how these biblical archetypes work, let's take a real-life example to demonstrate what the revealer looks like on a daily basis. I'll use myself as an example. Years ago, I was a first-time entrepreneur. The light bulb came on and I realized that having a J-O-B all my life means that I was living just over broke. In other words, paycheck to paycheck. That was a revelation to me. I started my own business and went full-time. It did well in the beginning, but then I hit a bump in the road and money was short. I got scared and started thinking about jobs I could get to make ends meet. I was tempted to go back to working a 9-to-5. Quick recap here. So I had a job. I realized I wanted more. I gained the knowledge and wisdom to start a business, and then things went south. I was tempted to go back to a 9-to-5. My experience is quite common among entrepreneurs, right? I just quickly explained the biblical story of the temptation of Christ. It's an archetype of a psychological journey common to many of us. We gain wisdom in some areas of our life, but fear can tempt us to give in and go backwards. It might be going back to a relationship that you realized a long time ago was not good for you, but because of insecurity, you're tempted to go back. Again, it was the ancients representing a common human experience in the form of a story with the hero, Jesus, as the main character. Here's the big secret to all of this. Jesus the Christ represents an aspect of you, not someone to worship. That's the ancient meaning before Christianity. Allow me to ask a common sense question. As Christians, did we gain wisdom from believing and faith in Jesus or learning from our life experiences? We know through common sense that life experiences is what teaches us. As Christians, we were given the frame that we couldn't have the experience without belief in a real man that walked the earth, when in reality, he simply represented a normal, natural human function that we've all experienced whether or not we believed. So here's the succinct meaning that the biblical Jesus, the Christ, represented 10,000 years before Christianity. Understand that this idea has many layers beyond what was personified in the Bible. For example, the miracles, dying on the cross, and the resurrection are more nuanced comedic science. But here's the simple and succinct meaning. The biblical Jesus represents a moment of epiphany, the aha moment, when the light bulb comes on. In that moment, the individual soul having a human experience was elevated in wisdom. The ancients gave that individual the title of Christ. That's it. Now go back and read the Jesus stories with these keys in mind and see if they don't open up a whole new way to look at the Bible. I don't mean to revere it like you did before, but to help you remove the indoctrination and conditioning that the negative religious programming has done to you. Now, if you're intrigued and are interested in the advanced secret metaphysical teachings connected to Horus and Osiris, click on the link in the video description to my course, The Kemetic Secret Keys to Unlock the Bible at www.theesotericchrist.com. That's the esoteric, KRST.com. Thank you for watching. You can support the channel by becoming a member and getting exclusive content at the scholar level. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this video with anyone that might be vibrationally uplifted and consciously elevated by it.